Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, ho!
Hey, everybody. It must be Saturday night again around here, and time for yet another night with Daddy G. This is Gary Moore, along with Starzan and Curly and George and Groucho and whoever else I may be able to pull out of my sleeve or elsewhere. E-cocktails are ready. The chocolate fountain is ready. The only things missing have been you, so come on in and get ready for yet another night with Daddy G. Yeah.
Well, who's on first?
Yeah.
Go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
This is a gala day for you.
Well, a gala day is enough for me. I don't think I can handle anymore.
Frank.
You see, man. My bad.
For the sake of everybody in the band, act like you got some sense.
Ain't no gonna get up there and shake his ass. What we talking about?
Don't get out there playing it, okay?
That's what I do every night. That's all I know how to do, man. You know.
I ain't flew all the way overseas in the middle seat for us to get over here and f*** up. Act like you got some sense.
You might get a little bit of this here. Not money. This is hope money. I hope you get out there and do your thing. And check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Either you can fold that. 3,000.
I'm telling you. Don't mess it up for everybody. Greyhound don't float on water.
Here in London for the first time to perform for you live, Johnny Volta, Benjamin Andre, Dookie on drum, Hossel Jenkins,
and Andre, Ice Cold, 3,000.
Performing their smash hit, Hey Ya! Ladies and gents, I give you
the love. The love.
Bye.
Okay, I think I fixed the audio problem now. Sorry about that. Like I said, man, welcome to Daddy G. Welcome another night with Daddy G, the show that people love to come to, but rarely can because they have a thing called life. Anyway, welcome to summer. We had a beautiful day here in Oregon, and I heard it's absolutely gorgeous all over the rest of the country as well in North America. You got to love the summertime, and we passed through into summertime last week. So here we are, and unless you happen to live in like Phoenix or maybe Florida, down at Gia's place, she's probably a little warmish, but you know, that's okay too. But anyway, it's summertime here, yeah? And in the summertime, we got a lot of bands that have been touring. We've got Caravan Palace. They're touring North America as we speak. They've played on the East Coast so far. They played Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, and some, a couple of other places. I'm not remembering exactly where. Sold out every concert and brought the houses down. And they're just going all over the place. They're doing a nonstop tour of the East Coast, and then they get a break after the 4th of July, and then they'll be doing the West Coast, going all the way up into Canada. So they got a hell of a schedule lined up. So let's hear a little something by Caravan Palace, just because.
Oh, we'll go with the light.
We'll be right back.
And like I said, they have just toured Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., New York City, Montreal yesterday, and they're in Toronto tonight. And they have been selling out and bringing the houses down everywhere they've gone. So Toronto tonight, Detroit the 30th, and then Chicago, Minneapolis, Denver, Copper Mountain, which is in Colorado, and then they do get about a week off. And on the 15th, they'll be out in Santa Ana, San Diego, L.A., Santa Cruz, Lake Tahoe, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, and finally Whistler up in Canada. So that's their schedule. And like I said, they're bringing the houses down everywhere they're going. And so is Tape 5. Tape 5 is over in Brazil these days, doing Brazil and Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro. And over there, also in Argentina, doing Argentina. So they're taking them by storm. And the Electric Swing Circus, they're touring Europe. And again, bringing down the houses there in Europe, everywhere they're going. So these are some of the guys we're going to hear tonight. As we just say, you know, welcome to the Grotto, everybody. I want to apologize in advance. Like I said, the switchboard at Bong Talk Radio is all different. I don't know if Decker's seen this yet. He's going to hate it when he sees it. And I wonder how well it's been received by the hosts. We can no longer adjust the volume on any of the files we play. And it's just really gotten clunky. So if you hear me getting clunky, it's because the switchboard got clunky. It's at Bong Talk Radio. But we'll go right on.
Now, Starzan is down for this, and so am I.
Tape 5, Peace Patrol.
Et vos agressions pas de support. Tournez la haine et nos pouvoirs. Commençons par l'homme dans le miroir. La patrouille de la paix, l'ouverture King Dix, Mandela, Shekanta, Sankara. Ouais, joue ma musique, pas monopoly. Impérialisme, capitalisme, égoïsme, matérialisme. Télévisé pour la masse médiale. Suggression, force spéciale. Police, une autre histoire. Le seul individu qui rappe autrement. Déshumanisé n'est pas évident. Le mahat circule dans mon sang. Le corps m'a toujours vu dessus. Le vent quand t'es pas patron. Mettez-moi les dents. L'ensemble devient produit en masse. Dans ce monde corrompu d'où on arrache. L'ancêtre, Jeff.
Tape 5. Yeah, Peace Patrol. They want you to join the Peace Patrol. I think that's what they're saying in French. I don't know. Electric Swing Circus. They are the newest, one of the newest bands that crossed my radar screen recently. They're just putting out stuff that's incredible, one after the other. And they have been touring Europe. They were over in Germany. Now they're back in England. They're based in England, and they're back doing Glastonbury, I think, tonight. But they got some incredible stuff there. And this is a new one by the Electric Swing Circus called Valentine. I dig it. Hope you do, too. Electric Swing Circus, Valentine. Here's another one, Bella Bell. Looking good.
Oh,
remember them. Electric Swing Circus, they're brand new and they're taking the world by storm. Okay, remember these ladies? Let's see if you remember these gals. I like them. It's been a couple of days since I played them on my show. Katzenjammer from Norway. I love those ladies. So, anyway, somebody had a request for some George Carlin. Why the hell not? Here we go. George Carlin. I'm talking about our
customs.
Rights.
Swearing on the Bible. You understand that shit? They tell you to raise your right hand, place your left hand on the Bible. Does this stuff really matter? Which hand? Does God really give a fuck about details like this? Suppose you put your right hand in the Bible, you raise your left hand. Would that count? Or would God say, sorry, wrong hand, try again? And what? Why does one hand have to be raised? What is the magic in this gesture? This seems like some sort of a primitive voodoo mojo shtick. Why not put your left hand on the Bible, let your right hand hang down by your side? It's more natural. Or put it in your pocket. Remember what your mother used to say? Don't put your hands in your pockets. Does she know something we don't know? Is this hand shit really important? Well, let's get back to the Bible, America's favorite national theatrical prop. Suppose the Bible they hand you to swear on is upside down, or backward, or both, and you swear to tell the truth on an upside down backward Bible. Would that count? Suppose the Bible they hand you is an old Bible and half the pages are missing. Suppose all they have is a Chinese Bible in an American court, or a Braille Bible and you're not blind. Suppose they hand you an upside down backward Chinese Braille Bible with half the pages missing. At what point does all of this stuff just break down and become just a lot of stupid shit that somebody made up? They fucking made it up, folks. It's make-believe. It's make-believe. Now, all right. Okay. Let's leave the Bible aside. We'll get back to the science fiction reading later. The more important question is, what is the big deal about swearing to God in the first place? Why does swearing to God mean you're going to tell the truth? Wouldn't affect me. If they said to me, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God, I'd say, yeah. I'll tell you about as much truth as the people who wrote that fucking Bible. How do you like that? Huh? Swearing on the Bible doesn't mean anything. It's kids. Swearing to God is kid stuff. Did you know, remember when you were a kid, if you told another kid something he didn't quite believe, he'd say, you swear to God? I would always say, yeah, I swear to God, even if I was lying. Why not? What's going to happen if I lie? Nothing. Nothing happens if you lie, unless you get caught, and that's a whole different story. Sometimes a kid would think he was being slick with me, and he'd say, you swear on your mother's grave? I'd say, yeah. Why not? First of all, my mother was alive. She didn't even have a grave. Second of all, even if she was dead, what's she going to do? Rise from the grave and come and haunt me? Come and haunt me? All because I told a lie to an 8-year-old? Get fucking real, will you? Sometimes I would say, I swear on my mother's tits. Kids are impressed with things like that. I mean, I don't care about my mother's tits either. I don't care if they fell off. Fuck her. Not my problem. They're your tits, Ma. You keep an eye on them. Swearing to God doesn't mean anything. Swearing on the Bible doesn't mean anything. You know why? Because Bible or no Bible, God or no God, if it suits their purposes, people are going to lie in court. The police do it all the time. All the time. Yes, they do. It's part of their job to protect, to serve, and to commit perjury whenever it supports the state's case. Swearing on the Bible is just one more way of controlling people and keeping them in line, and it's one more thing that holds us back as a species. Here's one more item for you, the last in our civics book, rights. Boy, everyone in this country is always running around yammering about their fucking rights. I have a right. You have no right. We have a right. They don't have a right. Folks, I hate to spoil your fun, but there's no such thing as rights, okay? They're imaginary. We made them up, like the boogeyman. The three little pigs, Pinocchio, Mother Goose, shit like that. Rights are an idea. They're just imaginary. They're a cute idea. Cute. But that's all. Cute and fictional. But if you think you do have rights, let me ask you this. Where do they come from? People say, well, they come from God. They're God-given rights. Oh, fuck. Here we go again. Here we go again. The God excuse. The last refuge of a man with no answers and no argument. It came from God. Anything we can't describe must have come from God. Personally, folks, I believe that if your rights came from God, he would have given you the right to some food every day, and he would have given you the right to a roof over your head. God would have been looking out for you. God would have been looking out for you. You know that? He wouldn't have been worried about making sure you have a gun so you get drunk on Sunday night and kill your girlfriend's parents. But let's say it's true. Let's say God gave us these rights. Why would he give us a certain number of rights? The Bill of Rights of this country has 10 stipulations, okay? 10 rights. And apparently God was doing sloppy work that week because we've had to amend the Bill of Rights an additional 17 times. So God forgot a couple of things, like slavery. Just fucking slipped his mind. But let's say God gave us the original 10. He gave the British 13. The British Bill of Rights has 13 stipulations. The Germans have 29. The Belgians have 25. The Swedish have only 6. And some people in the world have no rights at all. What kind of a fucking goddamn God-given deal is that? No rights at all? Why would God give different people in different countries different numbers of different rights? Boredom? Amusement? Bad arithmetic? Do we find out at long last, after all this time, that God is weak in math skills? Doesn't sound like divine planning to me. Sounds more like human planning. Sounds more like one group trying to control another group. In other words, business as usual in America. Now, if you think you do have rights, one last assignment for you. Next time you're at the computer, get on the internet, go to Wikipedia. When you get to Wikipedia, in the search field for Wikipedia, I want you to type in Japanese Americans 1942, and you'll find out all about your precious fucking rights, okay? All right. You know about it. You know about it. Yeah. In 1942, there were 110,000 Japanese American citizens in good standing, law-abiding people who were thrown into internment camps simply because their parents were born in the wrong country. That's all they did wrong. They had no right to a lawyer, no right to a fair trial, no right to a jury of their peers, no right to due process of any kind. The only right they had, right this way, into the internment camps. Just when these American citizens needed their rights the most, their government took them away. And rights aren't rights if someone can take them away. They're privileges. That's all we've ever had in this country is a bill of temporary privileges. And if you read the news even badly, you know that every year the list gets shorter and shorter and shorter. You see how sooner or later? Yeah. Sooner or later, the people in this country are going to realize the government does not give a fuck about them. Government doesn't care about you or your children or your rights or your welfare or your safety. It simply doesn't give a fuck about you. It's interested in its own power. That's the only thing, keeping it and expanding it wherever possible. Personally, when it comes to rights, I think one of two things is true. I think either we have unlimited rights or we have no rights at all. Personally, I lean toward unlimited rights. I feel, for instance, I have the right to do anything I please. But if I do something you don't like, I think you have the right to kill me. So where are you going to find a fairer fucking deal than that? So the next time some asshole says, gee, I have a right to my opinion, you say, oh yeah, well, I have a right to my opinion, and my opinion is you have no right to your opinion. Then shoot the fuck and walk away. Thank you.
George Carlin, you gotta ask. You gotta be careful what you ask for in the Daddy G Show. So there you go, Dream Master. Glad you enjoyed it. Talking about our precious rights, my hero George Carlin. He made us laugh and he made you think. On to the mix. Here we go. Let's play a little. Bit.
walking hand in hand. Smile was so inviting, and I was so exciting. Then he touched my teeth with his fingertips. Softly, 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 we kneel.
Light my fuse. Light the fuse on this rocket. Let's go.
Yeah.
Tarzan loves Rick Derringer.
Accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Yeah, we had a request for some ELO. Here you go. The Zoom album. Gilmore from the same album. Ringo played drums on both these tracks, by the way. Okay, you cool cats, come on. Let's get this show on the road.
Late at night while the dogs are sleeping. She's up in the cave and the wheels are turning. Dancing on ice but the temperature's rising. In the club and the walls are burning. There's a cool cat in town, never settles down. She loves chasing the dogs around. There's a new kid around, and she knows she is bound to be the leader of the whole rat pack, and she won't wait for the return of the pack. There's a cool cat in town, never going down. One day she's even heading the crown, a cool cat in town. Oh, play it, baby. Cool cat.
around till they all start swaying. Down in the club where the joint is jumping. The birds and the bees and the hip chicks are swinging. There's a cool cat in town, never settles down. She loves chasing the dogs around. There's a new kid around, and she knows she is bound to be the leader of the whole rat pack, and she won't wait for the return of the Mac. There's a cool cat in town, never going down. One day she's even heading for the crown. Show the big dogs what to do. Zip loot up for the abdoba. Really up for the deba. Taba for the video. Babo. Zip loot up for the abdoba.
Come and try my Dixie biscuit.
Look out.
Charlie sang that one at the shank of the evening. And loves them tribal drums. He's getting to altitude quick.
Wow.
We're going to stay on this big band line for a bit. With a remix of the Andrew Sisters' Rum and Coca-Cola by Team Team. With you. We've got Carol Emerald next. And then the man is going to show us how to do it all. We'll be right back.
yeah, we'll find that man.
Hey girl, will you find that man?
You betcha, I will find that man.
Hey girl, will you find that man?
Yeah.
I am that man.
Thank you so much.
All right, now is the guy who's going to show us how to do it right. Gene Krupa and Benny Goodman. Jitterbug with me. This song reminds me of hell. If this is hell, I'm there.
Your DJ has only just begun.
Oh, man. Time to fire stage two, this rocket. Stay with me, I got some Santana and Guns N' Roses and Mountain and a bunch. Let's get tribal.
Thank you. and gentlemen, Santana.
The DJ accepts no responsibility for the next record. This is a request.
Yeah, we had a request for a little Guns N' Roses. Here you go. With me, I've got Mountain, Peter Frampton, Dire Straits, and a song about the skeleton that walked into the bar. I'd walk a mile for a Hamel. We'll be right back.
guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell. More cowbell. More cowbell. More cowbell.
More cowbell it is. Skeleton say when he walked into the bar, "Give me a pitcher of beer and a mop."
And everywhere I go,
then he said, "I ain't got no body."
Thank you.
bibbly zibbly bop.
Say that again.
I ain't got nobody.
Never mind.
Nobody, nobody cares for me. Nobody, nobody.
Thank you so much for
Oh, man, you got to love this clunky switchboard. You can't even turn it down anymore while it's playing, so I'm going to re-cue it. I want to say goodnight, everybody. Thank you for coming to the show. I love you all. And don't worry about cleaning up. Starzan's got all that. This is the last call for E-Cocktails. Goodnight, everybody. Enjoy your Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Did you ever dream? I have never dreamed. Dreamed a night like this.
Everybody, I love you all. See you in the garden.